This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman today. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will visit Jordan at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin al-Hussein. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that he will hold detailed discussions with King Abdullah and Prime Minister of Jordan, Jafar Hassan. Mr. Modi will also meet the vibrant Indian community in Amman, who have made significant contributions to India-Jordan relations. Mr. Modi's visit coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. From Amman, the Prime Minister will go to Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, tomorrow. He will hold detailed discussions with the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, in Addis Ababa. Mr. Modi will meet the Indian diaspora and will also address the joint session of Parliament. On the final leg, Mr. Modi will reach Muscat, Oman, on Wednesday. The visit will mark 70 years of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Oman. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has condemned the objectionable slogans raised against Prime Minister Narendra Modi at a Congress rally in New Delhi yesterday. He said the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and the leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi must apologize to the nation from the floor of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Talking to reporters in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said BJP and NDA have never disrespected anyone's or threatened anyone's life. He said Prime Minister Modi has always advised party leaders to treat the opposition not as enemies but as political opponents. India has categorically rejected the assertions made by the interim government of Bangladesh in its yesterday's press note, citing that New Delhi is allowing former Premier Sheikh Hasina to make incendiary statements to her supporters. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that India has consistently reiterated its position in favour of free, fair, inclusive and credible elections being held in Bangladesh in a peaceful atmosphere. The US government will begin enhanced screening and vetting of H-1B and its dependent H-4 visa applicants, including checks of their social media profiles from today. Students and exchange visitors were already subject to this review, and now the department has expanded this requirement to vet social media profiles to include H-1B applicants and their dependents on H-4 visas. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will co-chair the 16th Joint Commission and 5th Strategic Dialogue in Abu Dhabi today, along with the Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of UAE, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Thereafter, Dr. Jayashankar will pay a visit to Israel and hold bilateral consultations with his Israeli counterpart, Gideon Saar. Argentine footballer Lionel Messi will arrive in New Delhi today for the fourth and final leg of his GOAT India tour. The main events are scheduled to take place at the Arun Jaitley Stadium from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Delhi Traffic Police has issued a traffic advisory in view of the footballer Messi's arrival. As per the advisory, traffic will be diverted or restricted on Bahadur Shah Zafar Marg and Jawaharlal Nehru Marg, JLN Marg. Heavy vehicles will not be allowed from Darya Ganj towards Bahadur Shah Zafar Marg and from Guru Nanak Chowk to Asaf Ali Road during the event. Due to dense fog, flight operations at the Delhi airport are currently being conducted under Cat 3 conditions. Delhi airport in an advisory informed that this may cause flight delays and cancellations. It assured that their ground teams are actively assisting passengers to ensure smooth travel. Flyers are advised to check latest flight updates. Cat 3 is a navigation system that helps planes land during dense fog. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated the Indian squash team for creating history by winning their first ever World Cup title at the SDAT Squash World Cup 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded the exceptional performance of Joshna Chinnappa, Abhay Singh, Velavan Senthil Kumar and Anahat Singh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.